Up ahead on the right side of the road is the Key West Lighthouse. Let's stop here for a moment and head on into the courtyard near the base of the lighthouse. Now, one thing about lighthouses is that in most instances, the towers that you see aren't the original structures, nor are they in their original locations. They have a fairly common history of getting destroyed by storms and are often relocated over time due to coastal erosion. This lighthouse is no exception. Originally constructed in 1825, the tower was 65 feet tall, and its original keeper, Michael Mayberty, lived on site with his wife, Barbara. When Michael died of yellow fever in 1832, Barbara assumed the duties of primary keeper and held the position for the next 32 years. On the morning of October 11, 1846, dark storm clouds arrived in Key West. The waves began to churn and winds started battering the small wood-framed houses throughout the town. Barbara Mayberty performed only the essential duties necessary to keep the lighthouse functioning during the coming night, but in truth, it was already dark out and only 10 a.m. She knew a major storm was on its way. Throughout the day and into the evening, the hurricane gathered strength. Townspeople sought refuge at the keeper's house, fearing that their own stick-built homes would succumb to the weather before long. Barbara welcomed her neighbors in as they came.
"It's okay. I have room for everyone. Just get inside quickly. There's some hot tea in the kitchen."
But as night drew on, high tide came along with it, flooding the keeper's home and forcing the refugees into the brick lighthouse tower itself. Barbara, her six children...